T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Three life crew,
Drake and
Drake and
be.
It is 7 minutes after 6 o'clock on this TV Tuesday, but it is also Triad's Got Talent Tuesday. I got my judges, Drankins and Roxy, ready. First thing in the morning, 5 minutes after the hour, we definitely have to go to our talent. It is 7 minutes after six this morning, so we might as well go ahead and kick this thing off. Y'all ready? Let's go.
I'm a little free, but I want to try to do a song about KC and JoJo now.
Oh, man. We love it.
Let's roll with it.
What's your name and where you calling from?
Giovanni. I'm calling from Durham right now.
Giovanni calling from Durham. Want to sing some KC and JoJo bit rock.
Okay, I'm ready.
Come and talk to me. I really want to meet
I knew it.
You.
Shut up, Drink. Hold on. I'm sorry, sir. Drink, please
go
stop
ahead,
interrupting.
Sir.
He got 30 seconds to display his talent like everybody else.
30 uninterrupted seconds.
On you, Giovanni. Go ahead, brother.
I'm going to start back.
Yes, sir.
Come and talk to me. Really want to meet you. Really want to meet you. Damn, I done got all messed up now. I'm sorry, I done got messed up.
Drink done got you all nervous off your game. Drink.
Yeah.
Dang.
I didn't do it.
Hey, get yourself together, Giovanni, and call us back, bro.
I will. Thank you.
I appreciate you, Giovanni. See, that's what I'm talking about. You ain't got to be the most talented to show your talent and put your talent on display. Giovanni had a song in his heart. Roxy, and he called up here to sing that KC and Joe. He didn't have all the words together, but he had a song in his heart, Roxy. Roxy, I see.
Yeah.
102 Jams, 19 minutes after 6 o'clock, 3 live right here on your radio. And yes, in 1 hour, Drank, everybody has been asking about the 102 Jams what?
Face mask.
Absolutely. And we have those in 1 hour. We're going to call somebody. So if you've sent face mask to 20357, you need to be answering your phone, even if you don't recognize the number. Because we ain't calling but once.
I hope y'all call my number.
We're not going to call your number. 19 minutes after six, y'all. Where you work here, Drink? Twenty-one minutes after 6 o'clock, y'all. 3 Live is right here on your radio. And just want to let Roxy and Drank know that it is another holiday today. Today is National Junk Food Day. National Junk Food Day. What do you say, Drank?
I can't participate today.
I can't hear you, bro.
I can't participate today.
Why you can't participate?
I mean, like, it's... We're getting about midweek. You know, you be buckling down with your workout by midweek because you know what you done did on the weekend.
Yeah. Yeah. I actually got a good workout in yesterday. Went hard yesterday. Yeah. Almost 2 hours in there yesterday. Shoot. Just working off the weekend because I hadn't done nothing since Thursday. Roxy, do you think you would be participating in National Junk Food Day today?
I mean, who knows? I don't know.
Oh, my goodness.
I can't say. I might.
Oh, wow.
All right. Well, they put up a list.
Over there.
Bruh, I'm right with it. They put up a list of the top snacks, the top junk food per state, by state. And in North Carolina, the junk food for North Carolina is salt and vinegar potato chips.
That's what it is. No.
Salt and vinegar potato chips. It's Lay's in West Virginia, Pringles in Indiana, Ruffles in Alabama. But they just put the flavor salt and vinegar chips for North Carolina.
So it's just chips?
Just chips. Candy bars topped the list in like 10 states. Utah was Three Musketeers. Tennessee was Baby Ruth. Wait. Massachusetts was the Crunch Bar.
Wait a minute.
What, bro?
You said Utah was Three Musketeers.
Yeah, Utah rock with the Three Musketeers over there.
No wonder I ain't never been there.
Is that why you haven't been, because of the Three Musketeers?
That's one of the reasons.
It's 23 minutes after 6 o'clock, man. We've already hit you with our talent portion of the hour. We definitely have TV Tuesday coming up at 6:36. If it's something that you're watching on television, I tried to watch 3 different shows last night, and none of them worked.
Guess what I did?
What, bro?
I tried to watch the On Guard.
Oh.
Got past the same point, cut it back off.
Damn.
It came back to life.
I liked that movie.
Oh my God.
I liked it.
Nah.
That was a good movie.
102 Jam, 627. What you watching on TV?
Did you know Geico's now offering an extra 15% credit on car and mobile?
It's 6:36 on a Tuesday. So, you know, we're interested in what it is that you're watching on TV. We like to call that TV Tuesday. Right here on 102 Jams with the 3 Live Crew. B-Dot, Drankins, Roxy, we in this thing. And last week, we were telling y'all about a movie, On Guard. Oh, no, the Old Guard. That's the name of it, I believe. The Old Guard. It's on Netflix. I had watched it. Really was not a fan of it. Drankins tried to watch it, got a partial of the way through, had to cut it off. Just told us 13. No.
Partial is too much. You giving it too much.
Mm.
I got through the beginning.
Maybe the first 10 minutes. Oh, yeah, you said after you got to when they got into the room and everybody got shot, that was it for you.
And everybody came to life like Wolverine?
Yeah, it was over for you.
Yeah.
Now, in that week's time, Bit Rock has checked out The Old Guard, and she said she loved it.
Yeah, I liked it. I did.
Really? You didn't think the acting from the black chick was bad?
I didn't. I was expecting worse when I was watching it, but just based off of what you were saying last week, but I thought it was good. I would definitely watch the second one.
That's what I also told you. I was interested in the second one just by the way the first one ended.
I liked the movie, though. I thought it was good.
Yeah. Well, I'm Drankins, we must be in the minority, because I definitely did not think it was good.
I was about to tell Roxy, I'm going to see if I can push through again.
You're going to give it a third time?
Let me see if I can push through.
I think you should. I mean, what? I'm trying to figure out how you see them all get shot, all to be damned, die, and then come back to life and be like, nah, I'm done with this. You weren't interested in why that happened or nothing?
Roxy, at that point for me, it became an X-Men movie, and I said, this has been done before. Like, this has been done.
Maybe I liked it because I ain't never seen an X-Men movie, child.
Mm. Well, it's definitely like a superhero vibe movie. And apparently, like, it's maybe either from a comic book or from a story or something. Like, there's going to be a sequel to it. They were giving us basically the backstory in this initial episode or this initial movie so that we could, you know, become comfortable with the characters and know their relationships with one another, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, it was a decent movie, man, but like, the black girl's acting in it destroyed it for me. Like, I just was not a fan. She was horrible to me. Last night I tried 3 different shows, man. I tried to watch, isn't it on Netflix, Fatal Attraction? Is that the show y'all talking about?
Movie.
The movie?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I tried.
Fatal Affair.
I tried to start that, but then as I was watching it, I remembered everybody saying how much it sucked and that I hadn't seen any episodes of The Chi. So I go to my Fire Stick, and The Chi is not on Fire Stick. Like, Showtime has removed The Chi from the Fire Stick. I don't know how they were able to do that. I don't know, but it had me hot. And then, so I was trying to figure out what else I wanted to watch. I was watching IG Live, and Charlamagne was talking about Good Trouble. And that's a documentary on John Lewis, who we just lost this past weekend. So I tried to start watching that, and by that time, my eyes just got a little heavy. I just got a little tired, and I said, I'm not going to be able to give this the attention that it deserves. And I just went ahead and went to sleep. But I do want to watch Good Trouble. I've heard great, great things about Good Trouble. It was a documentary about John Lewis and just his fight for, you know, our rights and our freedoms and our voting privileges and things of that nature. And it's actually narrated by him. And I'm interested in that. So if anybody has seen that or got a chance to see that, man, check that joint out, Good Trouble. Y'all watching anything y'all want to suggest?
P-Valley on Stars. I started that over the weekend.
What's P-Valley?
Yeah, somebody told me about that. I've been seeing it. I just ain't got on it yet.
So it's only two episodes in, but it's about this strip club. It's about a strip club in Mississippi, and it's just a whole bunch of shenanigans going on at the strip club. But just be warned if you watch it. There are just basically scenes where it's like soft porn. Seriously. Like,
oh, turn me up.
Like,
turn me up, man.
Oh, yeah, turn me up. You said P-Valley? Write that down on my list. P-Valley.
Hey, Rock, you know that.
P-Valley.
But that I am very stars. Interested in the storylines.
Yeah,
like,
me
it's
too.
Got some great storylines
yeah,
for
sounds
real.
Like it. Did you say something, Drunk? You were saying something?
I was saying she was talking about the soft porn. I said, right, that movie on Netflix, that 365 movie.
I haven't movie watched that.
Oh, okay. I was just fast forward to the scenes that was in scenes that was
all right.
19 minutes and it'll be 7 o'clock. 3 live on your radio.
Just telling you what I did.
We heard you. Is there anything you're watching on TV that we left off our TV Tuesday list? Share it with us.
Yeah. Look, sex. I need some wet. Net.
In just 12 minutes, it will be 7 a.m. In 17 minutes, we will be seeing that this triad has talent. If you would like to participate in Triad's Got Talent, just call us up, man. Put your talent on display. 336-680-1021. We would love to hear from you.
Congratulations, Nicki Minaj. Her fans have been speculating for months. The Barbs have been saying it. And yesterday she did confirm that she is pregnant via her Instagram. She put up a bunch of pictures where she looked absolutely beautiful. In one of them she said love, marriage, baby carriage. So I am assuming that she's also married. The Barbs have been speculating that for months now. She thanked everybody for their well wishes. She said that she's overflowing with excitement and gratitude. And I'm happy for Nicki Minaj. She looked absolutely gorgeous in her pictures.
I wish you had to put this in, do you care or nah?
Yeah.
Hit you with the nah.
Yeah. I think I would have went nah on that too, Drank. I don't know why I didn't care. Like, was she lying about it or something? Or saying that she wasn't pregnant when everybody was saying all these things? Or when the Barbs were saying she was? Something about this just seemed weird to me. Like, then she just pop up with these silly pictures. Like, all right, Nicki. Like, I'm with Drank. If this would have been the Do You Care or Nah segment, I definitely would have hit it with a nah. But
well, it wasn't. It wasn't the care.
Where my man
at?
Where my man at?
There are plenty of people that care. Huh? Who? Kenny?
Mm-hmm. Where my man at? Yeah, where my man Petty at?
I'm sure he's still around. He wasn't in any of the pictures, though.
Hey, yeah, she said, nah, not for you, baby. No. Cause she know how that boy be looking.
I'm about to say, you know, he doesn't he doesn't photograph well. So yeah, he set that out. He set that out.
She ain't even tell him about that shoot. She just went and did it.
10 minutes, it'll be 7 o'clock, y'all. 3 live on your radio. Good morning.
You will always be my baby. You be my baby, yeah.
8 minutes away from 7 o'clock, and if you have a talent, we would like for you to put it on display this morning in 10 minutes. Triad's Got Talent. Just hit us up, 336-680-1021. We need it.
9271. That's 800-726-9271.
Up next, we're going to show that the Triads got talent.
102 Jams.
It is 6 minutes after 7 o'clock. You're listening to the 3 Live Crew, and I want you to understand something. If you have text the word face mask to 20357, we're going to be giving you a phone call in about 5 or 6 minutes. So it's very important that you have your phone on and that you answer any unknown calls or any unknown numbers. It's very, very important.
Might be us.
Could be us. 7 minutes after seven right now. We're just trying to find that talent in the triad. You never know. We could be talking to the next Fantasia. Could be talking to the next DaBaby. You never know who's going to call up to the 3 Live Crew. Good morning.
What up? It's me from last week. I want to do another poem.
Okay. Yeah. What's your name?
My name is Kamal Braddock.
Yeah, Kamal. I remember Kamal.
Yeah.
All right, Kamal, go ahead. What you got? You got 30 seconds.
All right, this is called Life Without You.
Okay.
Life Without You? It's cold winter, shallow days, rain and summers. It's like living life with AIDS. Life without you, It got to be a lie, because I'm only accepting the truth. So what's a man to do? Should I load up my guns, stack up my ones, or give it the attention she mentioned? Kind words she deserves, compliment on her body, her physique, how nicely it's curved. Invite her to dinner, this candle lit, use my tongue to massage her clit, and all that romantic dish. But should I just stop looking, listen? She was with me when I was dead, broke without a pot and pissing.
Time. That is your 30 seconds. I appreciate you for editing ish, but you missed click. I want to put that out there for you. Drinkins, Roxy, any comments? Any suggestions? Was that enough to make you want to listen to the rest of the poem? Don't everybody speak at once.
Were you asking me?
I mean, it was a blanket ask.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, see my girl gives such great answers that I can't follow. So there we go. We're gonna keep it moving. Appreciate you, come on.
She didn't give an answer.
But I just gotta say to Kamal, look, Kamal, you now look, Dot. Now I know we do this on Tuesday now.
Yeah.
Now, okay, but look, Kamal, now we're gonna have to catch you next time at the little little cafe spot or something. You ain't gonna call up every week. Yeah, you ain't gonna call up every week with your little poems.
Damn, got it. Damn, got it.
11 minutes after 7 o'clock.
Call it how it is.
And we got Future here with his mask off, but it's time for you to put your mask on. We got a list of numbers right here of folks that have been sending in the word face mask, trying to get hooked up with a 102 Jams face mask, very exclusive like. Roxy Drink, y'all ready to go to the phones?
Yeah.
Let's do it. Let's get to this now.
Hello.
Yes, can we speak to Calvin Lewis?
Hold on a minute. He had to step inside somewhere. Can I get a number where he can call you back?
No, we really don't have a return number. We're calling from 102, trying to hook him up.
Mm. Oh, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on a minute. Let me see.
Okay.
Cal. Cal.
Mm. Yeah, I like all this.
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
Hello?
Hello, is this Calvin Lewis?
Yes, it is.
What's up with you, Calvin? This is B-Dot from the 3 Live Crew.
What's going on this morning?
What's up, folk? I got the squad with me, man. I got Roxy and Drank on here, too.
Morning.
Okay, what's up? How y'all doing this morning?
Chilling, man. How you doing? What you out there doing? She had to come get you. What you out there doing, bro?
Yeah, hey, I was heading in my way to work, man.
Look at that. Caught you right before you headed out. Listen, man. Yes, sir. Did you send your information to us trying to win something?
Yes, sir. I sure did.
And what was that, Calvin?
I was trying to win a face mask.
Absolutely. Well, congratulations, brother. You just got hooked up with a 102 Jams face mask, bro.
Yeah, you did.
All right. Thank you, sir. Thank y'all.
No doubt about it. Now, look, man. God is good, brother. These are super exclusive. You are one of the very few to get one of these face masks first, man. So make sure you wear that joint proudly. Take pictures in it.
I sure will, man.
I'll send y'all a picture of me in it.
That's what I was about to say, man. Please tag us on social media, bro. We need that.
Yes, sir, man. Hey, I've been listening to one. I'm 50. I've been listening to 102 Jams for a while. And I always wanted to talk to y'all, man, but I just couldn't get a chance. I guess this was my chance.
This was,
what's
bro.
What's up, y'all?
That's what's up.
Crew. I like y'all, man.
Hey, we appreciate that, Calvin, man. Like, we never know what demographic and what age group really rocks with us, but clearly it's the youngsters and older than you even. So I appreciate everybody that listens to us and enjoys the show, man. Thank you, Calvin.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. I love y'all.
Three Live Crew, Drake and Rock and B.
Before I go broke like Drop, with that dog like V.
It's 20 minutes after 7 o'clock. You're listening to 102 Jams. Big shout to the homie Calvin Lewis. Just got hooked up with a 102 Jams face mask. We will be calling someone else in 1 hour. What's up?
Kanye West sent out a bunch of mysterious tweets last night and just had his fans confused, trying to keep up, trying to figure out what in the hell is really going on with Kanye. So it started with, I put my life on the line for my children, that North's mother would never sell her sex tape. Then he followed that with, everybody knows the movie Get Out is about me. Then he says, Chris, don't play with me. You and that calm Ye are not allowed around my children. Y'all tried to lock me up. Then he put up a confused face emoji. Then he said that Kim tried to fly to Wyoming with some doctors and have him committed. Like, just a series of texts, y'all. He goes on to talk about Anna Wintour and how she was frowning at him and looking down on him for signing up with Gap. Then she called him trying to kiss his ass. Then he said that Shia LaBeouf was supposed to do the first Yeezy Gap shoot, but he never showed up. Called Shia LaBeouf Cap. Like, he was going on and on all night, posting like screenshots of text messages that he sent Kris Jenner trying to get her to call him. But like, he asked her, like, are you ready to talk now or are you still avoiding me? There was no response to the text messages that he sent, so I guess she was still avoiding him. He also put a tweet up that said, Kris and Kim, call me now, almost insinuating like he couldn't get in contact with his wife and his mother-in-law. Like, just a bunch of strange tweets nobody knew what to make of him.
I saw a story this morning that Kim was super upset with Kanye about mentioning the abortion attempt, or that he could have lost his daughter due to an abortion and all that kind of stuff. Kim is supposedly super upset.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm interested in this whole little dynamic right here.
Yeah. Yeah, I was watching some clips from the campaign rally in South Carolina where he said that, Dot. And he said after he said that, he mentioned that he and Kim contemplated abortion when she got pregnant with North. And then he said that Kim might divorce him for saying that, but he got to express himself and he got to say what he want to say. And it's just interesting how, like, this is all playing out. And then he did all that in South Carolina and didn't even make the ballot.
All of that.
Didn't even make the ballot.
I was just telling Roxy a little while ago off the air, I was like, man, all that boy needed was somebody to talk to after his mama died. That's it. All that man needed was somebody to be there for him after his mama died. Man, ain't been the same since, y'all.
Has not. Definitely dealing with trauma. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. It's 7:24, man. 24 minutes after 7 o'clock. 3 Live on your radio saying good morning. Two Jams, 3 Live right here on TV Tuesday, 7:36, 24 minutes away from 8 a.m. Last hour, we were telling you about the old guard. Roxy's a fan. Good Trouble, the John Lewis documentary. Definitely trying to catch that joint. Fatal Affair. What's sad about Fatal Affair is everybody talking crap about it. And, you know, the previews on it makes it look amazing. Like, I watched a trailer for it yesterday, and it looked so great. I mean, Omar Epps comes in. They rekindle this love. They go in the bathroom. It almost goes down. She feels bad. She goes home. She sees her husband. She cries. Next thing you know, the madness ensues. Here comes Omar Epps coming into the house. The husband, oblivious, takes him on a tour of the house. Buddy is just, Omar Epps is just a nut job at this point. From that, it looked like a great freaking movie. Rock, from somebody who's seen it, what was it that turned you off about the movie? Do you remember?
Just all of just the unrealistic stuff that went down.
At the end.
Just, but not even just at the end, but like during the movie. Like, I don't want to tell the movie mm-hmm. for people that haven't seen it that want to watch it. Mm-hmm. But there are just some unrealistic things that happened.
What was that movie,
like,
Roxy?
Seriously?
That we watched when all them people died on the same floor in that house that time. You remember?
Uh-uh.
Gosh, what was that movie? It was some strange movie, and it was just all unbelievable. Like, a bunch of people, like, it was some money at a house.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Gosh, I don't remember. Was it ridiculous like that?
It was on Netflix. Yes, it was like that.
Yeah.
It was some parts like that.
Yeah, yeah. Roxy put us on P-Valley. That's on Stars. Me and Drake are very interested in P-Valley.
And I got another good reason to get on the P-Valley.
Why, bro?
J. Alphonse Nicholson. He's an actor on there. He graduated from Dudley and graduated from North Carolina Central.
What?
Yes.
Which character is that?
I got to look him up.
I haven't watched it.
J. Alphonse, you say?
J. Alphonse Nicholson.
Nicholson.
That's his real name. His name is Lil Murda on P-Valley.
Oh, Lil Murda. Okay. Yes.
Lil Murda is from Dudley High School, and he went to North Carolina Central.
Lil Murda is a very interesting character on P-Valley. I will not tell you why. I'll just let you watch for yourself to find out.
Yeah, I'm going
to
start watching it.
Roxy says P-Valley is on Stars, and now we have to watch it because one of our very own out of the 336 is on. He went to Dudley and graduated, went to North Carolina Central, HBCUs. Got to show him some love. Somebody hit me up and said The Guest. The Guest on Netflix is a must watch. Now, I haven't seen any previews for The Guest, any trailers or anything, but just based off that, I'm going to try to find The Guest, and I like watching movies with no previews and not knowing what it's about. So I'm going to jump out there, and I'm going to check out The Guest. And I'm still trying to find a way to watch Stars because it's not on my Fire Stick. Somebody said they had a way to help me. What'd you say, bro?
Yeah, I'm watching something, man, that I encourage everybody to look at, man. It's on Amazon Prime. It's called Electric Dreams.
Hold on one second. Oh, yeah, his mic was messed up. I couldn't even really understand that. We'll get back to that. The Shy, somebody told me it was a very strange site that I could watch The Shy on. I don't really trust that. They said that it wouldn't be a bug to my phone, but I don't trust it. I don't trust it at all. You know, let's say that's my I made him a million. We are rich. Thunder. 102 Jams, 7:47, just 13 minutes away from 8 a.m. And yes, 805, if you have a talent, hit us up, 336-680-1021. We'll put it on display for you. And at 8:15, we'll be calling someone else to give them a face mask like we did to the homie Calvin Lewis.
Y'all, everybody is trying to throw in their little 2 cents about Will and Jada. Do y'all remember the show All of Us? It had Dwayne Martin in it. Lisa Ray McCoy was in it. Elise Neal. It was supposed to be loosely based on Will and Jada's life. Like, they created the show and they were executive producers for the show. But like I said, it was supposed to be like loosely based on their lives and their blended family.
Vaguely. Yeah, I don't think I remember seeing episodes, but I am familiar with the show.
Okay. So Elise Neal, who was an actress on the show, we know who Elise Neal is,
mm-hmm.
but she has jumped out there, child, and said that she knew when she was on that show that it was problems in Will and Jada's marriage, because you could tell, and it was just all up in the air and all in the energy on the set of that show. And she said that when she was on the show, she was treated in a way where she knew there were problems because they just spilled over into other relationships, and that is why she ended up leaving the show. She said, you know, if somebody is unhappy, they spread that unhappiness to others. I wasn't happy on the set because people treated me in a way that I could tell they were unhappy. She said, the bottom line is they've decided what their marriage is going to be. They've decided that a long time ago. I'm not involved in their marriage. But what I do know is that when I was on the set of the show, I could tell there was a lot of unhappiness. Child, people did not like that. They went to at least a little Instagram page. And they said, why are you speaking on Will and Jada at such a sensitive time? Black women and men never know time sensitivity and when to shut the hell up. And so she got back in the comments, and she pretty much tried to blame it on the people that were interviewing her and said, listen, these two grown men were asking me questions about Will and Jada. All I did was answer the questions. And, you know, all that answer did was send people into more of a frenzy, because they're like, girl, you could have said no comment. You could have moved on with the interview. Like, you didn't have to answer the question. Like, you wanted to spill whatever little tea you felt you had, so we hope you happy that you did that.
What's her name again, Rock?
Elise Neal.
Yeah, well, nobody, everybody forgot about her, Rock. You know, she
ain't nobody forgot about Elise Neal.
Everybody wants some relevancy now, Rock. She's like, well, here go my shot. Let me go jump
that ain't
out.
Fair,
let
man. No, that's not fair.
Let me jump out there and say what I got to say.
That ain't fair. That ain't fair.
What's not fair?
Because these interviewers get to ask you questions and make you feel comfortable, and you're just having a conversation and you're just talking. Next thing you know, you're all on the blogs, and you didn't even really think it was going to go that far and extend out like that. Like, I don't know. Like, that's just tough. Like, I don't think she went in there with the idea, I'm about to put Jada and Will on blast. But when they were just asking the question, she was just answering from her perspective, and it just got picked up and blown out, not necessarily out of proportion, because those are her words, those are her facts, but it just got, you know, it got picked up by the social media wave. You know, once something gets picked up by the social media wave, ain't no slowing down on that.
But Dot, they ask her that question. She knows what time we in. We know that whole subject is a sensitive thing right now. She could have easily been like, no comment on that, don't drag me in on that, but no. Everybody's forgotten about Elise, and we got to get it out there.
10 minutes, it'll be 8 o'clock, y'all. Here goes some Wale and Jeremiah on Chill.
We've been on a tragedy.
Here for you.
Yep. And what's your talent?
102, 102, 102, 102. Uh-huh. I woke up a couple million.
102 Jams, 3 Live Crew right here on your radio. And you already know what time it is at 8:06. What are we looking for this morning, B-Rock?
Talent.
That's it.
Yeah.
Talent, baby. The Triads got it. And we want to put it on full display every Tuesday, man. Mark your calendars. Every Tuesday, 5 minutes after the hour, you call up and you put your talent on display just like this.
Name is Sade Bishop. I go by D. Bishop.
Sade, the official Virgo?
No, I go by D. Bishop.
D. Bishop.
Yes.
I don't know where I got Virgo.
Where
at.
Did you
get I don't know where you got Virgo from. I don't know where that came from. Took us down before we got started.
Those were not my intentions. Judges.
Took us down before we got started.
Judges, I need y'all to tighten up. That was my apology. Okay. All right, the Bishop, what is it that you're going to do today?
I want to rap for you.
All right, the Bishop is going to rap for us. Let us hear it, the Bishop.
All right. What happened to the freedom that I was promised? Now we won't even feed them, not for profit. We stripped of individuality, deprived of conscience. He thinks seeing is believing. If that's your logic, we'll find your faith where we find your life as carcass. Because a man will surely perish for the lack of knowledge. So you can choose to breathe the air or you can go without it. Good. Okay. That way you can't talk about it. Let's talk about it. Why I gotta turn up cheek, think before I speak. That's like me accompanying a week and getting tortured by defeat. That's like you poisoning my meat and then telling me to eat. I didn't realize society was hanging like puppets on a string. But I seen stranger things. I see something for change. Might even change his name. Pop good perk pills for the pain.
Time. And I gave you an extra 8 seconds because I like the little string line and stuff like that. Your phone was going out just a little bit.
Yeah, it was.
Roxy Drank, do y'all have any comments?
Can I request that you stop asking me?
Well, y'all are the other judges.
There we go. Right there, Dot. Stop right there.
Oh,
once again,
God.
Another classic answer from Roxy.
That's enough?
You asked her, and she said, will you please stop
no,
asking
right,
me?
I just don't
right
want to be a judge.
Right
I just
right
want to be a spectator.
Right
you're not.
Right
they're
there,
calling
bro.
Up here. We're on the panel. That's like, you can't. We're America. Hey. We're the Triad's Got Talent panel up here, Roxy.
I thought the Triad was the judge. Why I got to be asked?
Hey, look at that. Another classic hey. Answer right there.
I just
there.
Don't want to be asked.
I thought the Triad was the judge. Why are you asking
Frank,
me?
Can you shut up, please?
Oh, you now nah, I got to shut up.
The Bishop, let me ask you this, the Bishop. When you call up here and put your talent on display, are you wanting to hear from Roxy, too?
I just want to hear from whoever. If y'all the panel, I want to hear from the panel.
See, she want to hear from the panel, Drank. What say you then, Drank?
I concur with Roxy.
All right. To the audience, it is up to y'all. Let us know. Did you like Bishop? What can she work on? What was the strengths? What was the weaknesses? Hey, if they wanted to hear some more of the Bishop, where can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram at themove.23.
Themove.23?
Yes, I am the Bishop.
Please
1B, follow me.
Say that again.
I said, I am the Bishop, 2 E's, 1 E, follow me.
Okay, I am the Bishop with 2 E's.
Mm-hmm.
All right, appreciate you, Mama. After 8:00, and don't you dare be like Future. Don't you do it. You put your mask on, baby. Your 102 Jams face mask, put that on. We gave away a winner last hour. Calvin Lewis, he answered the phone. Well, actually, he didn't answer the phone. Someone at the house answered the phone, then they ran out and got him.
Yeah.
You know, that
the
just
house
made
phone.
Me...
That, still
was,
got the house
that just
phone.
Made me think about that, Big Rock. Bro, that man gave us his house number. He wasn't me even too. There. She had to run out and catch that man in the driveway. That thing just dawned on me.
Me too.
Hey, what if they got a community cell phone in the house?
No, Drake, I think that was a house phone.
Y'all think that was a landline, bro?
I think that was a house phone.
You know what? I was driving down the street the other day, and I was trying to explain to Ryan what telephone poles were. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine trying to explain to JJ what a telephone pole is?
No.
When people are using the phones at their house, it goes through that, and then it's... Man, it was the most ridiculous.
Phones at the house?
Yeah, that.
Chef.
That. Do houses even have the little wall units where the phones can go anymore? I don't even know if... Well, clearly they have
to.
Because Calvin Lewis, last hour, we talked to him through a landline. Might be calling a landline right now. Y'all ready to give away another face mask?
Ready.
Let's do it, man.
Hello?
Yes, can we please speak with Calvin Mitchell?
Who is this?
This is B-Dot from 102 Jams 3 Live Crew.
Yeah, it's me, yep.
What's
hey,
up
B-Dot.
With you? I got Roxy up, and Drank man? On the phone with me, too.
Hey, Roxy and Drank, how y'all doing?
Good morning.
My man,
we doing good.
Was about
how
to
you
get
doing?
Confrontation.
All right.
He was about to get confrontational with you, Dot. He was like, who this?
No, it wasn't confrontation. He was about to hang up. Drank, he didn't recognize that number. He thought it was a bill collector. Hey, let me ask you this. If there was a bill collector calling you right now, Calvin, which bill collector would it be?
Yeah, it'd probably be something got something to do with a hospital bill collector.
A high school bill collector?
Yeah, hospital.
Hospital.
Oh, hospital. Dang, you got them two bill rock.
Yeah, everybody got them, Chad.
I ain't got no hospital bill collections.
No, you ain't been to the emergency room for nothing?
Nah, I'm talking about not in a decade, Rock. Like, for real, for real. I think mine charged off or something. Yeah. Nevertheless, Calvin, that is not why we're calling you this morning. Roxy, would you like to let Calvin know why we're giving him a call?
Because we got a face mask for you, Calvin.
Oh, appreciate it. Yeah, I've been waiting on him.
Absolutely, man. You sent in, you text face mask to 20357?
Oh, yeah, I did, yeah.
Well, we got your information, Calvin, man. We'll be getting you a 102 Jams face mask. You are in very, very exclusive company with said face mask.
I appreciate it. Appreciate it.
No doubt, man. So hold on for a second. Let me get your. I got an appointment to get my TV mounted on my wall today, but I don't have the TV. Yeah, because I had thought I had made a connection on the Facebook Marketplace, but then they sold it to somebody else on me.
Oh, hey, yeah, boy, they'll sell it. What?
Hey, you better come. Hey, you got to go get it or they'll sell it.
Nah, yeah, I told them I was going to go get it, bro. Within like 30 minutes, they had sold it to somebody damn else. That was unreal.
Hey, Dot, man, you know how many people done told them they're going to be down there in 30 minutes? They be getting rid of it.
Damn.
Oh, that wasn't cool. That
was a good deal, too,
cool,
man. Right what I was looking for. A 50-inch. It was for $150. I was right there on it. I told him, I said, listen, I'll cash app you the money right now. Just hold the joint.
That's what I was about to say. I was about to say you should have cashed that.
I told him I would cash app it. He didn't respond. Next time he respond, sorry, bro, I sold it. I mean, come on, because everybody else trying to tax on the $250 for the 50-inch or $250. But he had it for the $150 for me. I'm talking about cash app you right now for it. Gone. Now I ain't got nothing but that little 32-inch TV. I ain't going to mount no 32-inch TV, yeah.
Did you know Geico's now offering an extra 15% credit on car and motors?
102 Jams, it is 8:36, man, 24 minutes away from 9 a.m. And at that point, it'll be a free-for-all final hour. We talk about whatever it is that you would like to talk about. We've been doing TV Tuesday here for the past, this is the third hour of the morning. A bunch of different shows. Good Trouble, I'm going to watch. Fatal Affair, I'm going to try to watch. The Old Guard, Roxy is a fan of. P-Valley. Drankins, or Roxy told us about P-Valley, and then Drankins found out some information that one of the cast members on P-Valley is a native of Greensboro, went to Dudley, went to North Carolina Central, so we're going to support that. And Roxy says that his character in P-Valley is very strange or awkward or different or memorable. It was some words you used. Do you remember what the words you used to describe it without giving away what the character was?
No, I don't.
Maybe special something. I can't remember. But
interesting, maybe?
Maybe interesting was the word. Maybe interesting was the word. But again, the character on P-Valley, what was his name?
Lil Murda.
Lil Murda on P-Valley is from Greensboro. Went to Dudley and North Carolina Central. And folks are telling us, or told me, to watch The Guest. The Guest on Netflix should be a very good watch. I've been trying to watch The Chi, and I can't watch The Chi because it's not showing up on my Fire Stick. It was very devastating to me last night because I keep seeing people talk about The Chi and dropping little tidbits and possibly are spoilers for those who haven't watched it. But I haven't watched it. Anything this new season, so it's not even a spoiler for me, Roxy. I have no clue what the hell they're talking about.
Yeah, Chris been watching it. He seems to really enjoy it.
God damn.
He says they have moved on, and he forgot Brandon was even on the show. That's
forgot
what he said.
Forgot Brandon was on the show.
But when I look on Twitter, I see comments that are very different than that. You know, it's all, you know, your opinion.
All in your opinion and your perspective. What is bro watching it on, Rob?
We got Showtime.
Oh, y'all have Showtime. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Folks been trying to help me and let me know how to get my Fire Stick working. What do you say?
Lookmovie.ag. Lookmovie.ag. You can find anything on there. You just got to keep closing out the extra windows that might open up if you're looking at it on your phone or a tablet or something.
Lookmovie.ag.
Yeah, lookmovie.ag. You can watch anything. Yeah.
Yep. Good morning.
Good morning. How are y'all?
Fine. What's
up?
Hey, I know I was listening to the radio and I heard you say that you've been trying to watch The Chi and other stuff that you can't get on like regular TV, like Stars and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's an app that you can download onto your Fire Stick called Cinema.
Yeah, I got Cinema. That's crazy. That's the one that I'm watching it on. And I went to The Chi, and it had none of the seasons on there.
Really?
Yeah, I use Cinema. That's the one I use.
Hmm.
I know. Blew me away.
Wow, because I get everything that I can't even watch on regular TV and stuff like that on Cinema.
Hmm.
Well, I'm sorry. I thought I was trying to help.
No, you are. Hey, I appreciate you. I don't know what's wrong with my Fire Stick, but I appreciate you very much.
No problem. Y'all have a good day.
You too.
You too, girl.
Want no smoke with me.
It's 8:44, 16 minutes away from 9 a.m. You're listening to 102 Jams.
According to several reports, Tamar Braxton is doing much better. It's being said that she's responsive, and she's been transferred to a new facility where doctors are just going to be monitoring her, and she's going to get some help for her mental health. Like I said, this is all reportedly. We don't have any statements from Tamar Braxton herself. The Braxton family released kind of like a general statement asking that we pray for Tamar, pray for their family. Some of her sisters said the same. But nobody's really gone into detail about, what actually happened last Thursday. Initial reports were saying that, it was a suicide attempt. She had overdosed on alcohol and prescription pain medicine. Yesterday, the 911 call that her boyfriend made when he found her was dropped. And in that call, he was talking a lot about WeTV and how upset she is with WeTV. So I get to doing some research because I was not familiar with whatever beef she had with WeTV. And apparently, she was very unhappy with Braxton Family Values. Like, she had become extremely upset with how her family was being portrayed on the show. She was saying that, the Braxtons are one of the most successful black families in the music business. And instead of, shining a light on the positive and the good things about their family, WeTV instead chose to, dig up a lot of family secrets and a lot of dirt. She accused WeTV of trying to pit family members against one another, and she was calling herself like a slave because she wanted to be out of the show, but for whatever reason, because of her contract, she couldn't get out. And it's being said that she was basically forced to film the show. And on one episode on the season that's supposed to be coming up, she gets blindsided because producers dug up a secret that Tamar had not ever shared with anybody, not her mom, not her sisters, no one. Producers somehow dug up this secret and shared the secret in front of crew members and the family while she was filming, and that is what just sent it over the edge. She sent her family a text message Thursday early in the day, where really she was crying out for help. She said, "I'm a slave. I do not own my life, my stories, my pictures, my thoughts, or my beliefs. I've asked Master to free me. I'm threatened and punished for it. The only way I see out is death. I will choose that before I continue to live like this. Please help me." I don't know who released that message to the press, but it's being said that's what she sent her family prior to, what happened on Thursday night. So it's a lot going on.
Clearly.
I gotta go back to something you said, though. I just gotta go back
yes.
to it. She said the Braxtons are one of the most successful musical. She can't add all of them in there. Now she can't add all of them. She can't say the
Drink of everything I said. That's what you want to
add all of them. She can't add all of them.
Oh
say
my
Tony.
Gosh!
My
okay,
Tony.
Fine.
Okay,
that is a good point though.
Okay.
13 minutes and it will be 9. When you say families, you think of the
Roxy.
Jacksons, the Osbournes.
And Roxy, how if she told nobody the secret, how they dig it up?
I have no idea. I don't know. But what I do know is that the secret was the fact that she'd been assaulted and raped repeatedly for 10 years from the age of 6 to 16. And apparently nobody knew that. That's not something she shared with anybody, but somehow producers found out. I don't know how. I don't know.
It's a free-for-all final hour. 102 Jams, it is 9:06. That is 6 minutes after 9 o'clock, and it is the final edition of the Triads, Got Talent, going down right now, baby. Let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it. Let's do it. All morning long, I've been having folks call up and display their talents, and this hour is no different. What's up?
Hey, I heard y'all was playing people's music, man. I think I called y'all like 2 weeks ago.
You said what happened?
We're not necessarily playing people's music.
Yeah.
Y'all listening.
No.
Oh, y'all listening out.
Yeah, don't wanna.
It's like it's called Triads Got Talent. If you have a talent, if rapping happens to be your talent, you could rap for us.
Yeah.
Rap for you? Alright. Gotcha. It can't be explicit.
No, has to be clean.
Come on, how much sense does that make, bro?
I know. I understand. All right. I got you.
What's your name and where you calling from?
My name is Joshua Morrison. My rap name is Morrison. I'm from Greensboro, North Carolina. I'm on the Lost North.
Hey, you make sure we're not on speakerphone so we can understand you, bro, and go ahead.
All right. A soul next to Radio Raheem, a man recollecting his dreams, watching his own progression, it seems. I did a lot and learned a lot in this life, but still understand I have more to learn in due time. For now, this is my only concern, watching these fake climb to the top, because when you speak the truth, it's never your turn. But in turn, the real recognize. I build a resume that burns through these other guys. I'm just a rogue in the fake and advising the bill. Now, why? That's real science. I plan to be defined what it means to be a real giant. I'm realizing my true potential. My premise of being a legend is existential. So I put pen to paper, because only a star can create life. And all that glitters comes with strife. And when it rains, it pours my good life.
Time. You got 30 seconds. That was your 30-second mark right there. What was your name again, family?
Josh Morrison. The artist's name is Morrison.
Oh, yeah. I remember Morrison. You called up here before, didn't you?
Yeah. Get my song listened to.
Yep. I definitely remember that. Any feedback from the panel?
Nah, I ain't getting none.
No, I'm talking. I'm talking to the
panel. He said he ain't getting none.
Okay. So we're going to leave it up to the listening audience. The listening audience, they're more than welcome to call up and give you a critique, more son. And I hope you turn your radio up and listen and see what they say about it, all right?
All right.
Appreciate you. Yep.
Back with the remix. My body got rid of them toxins. Sports in the top 10.
102 Jams, 3 Live Crew here on your radio. And yes, we are letting you know that the Triad has got talent. We've been showing it off all morning long. Just a second ago, we had a rapper, More Son. Let me see. Matter of fact, let me see if I can let y'all hear More Son's track again, his 30-second rhyme again, and then let the people call in and let you know how they feel about it.
Yeah.
See right here. Yeah. Let me let y'all hear from More Son. This was his 30 seconds of freestyle right here.
A soul next to Radio Raheem, a man recollecting his dreams, watching his own progression, it seems. I did a lot and learned a lot in this life, but still understand I have more to learn in due time. For now, this is my only concern, watching these fake climb to the top, because when you speak the truth, it's never your turn. But in turn, the real recognize. I build a resume that burns through these other guys. I'm just a rogue in the fake and advising the bill. Now, why? That's real science. I plan to be defined what it means to be a real giant. I'm realizing my true potential. My premise of being a legend is existential. So I put pen to paper, because only a star can create life. And all that glitters comes with strife. And when it rains, it pours my good life.
And that was that right there for More Son. Then we have the people on the phones want to give some feedback. What say you?
Yo, he wasn't terrible, man. He just needed to fix his confidence, man.
Fix his confidence a little bit?
Yeah, you could just kind of tell his shoulders slumped. You could just kind of hear it in his voice. Like, he was kind of anxious, kind of nervous. Like, just fix your confidence, bro. He got a little blow, though. He ain't terrible.
Okay. All right. Appreciate that.
That was some good feedback.
That is some good feedback for the homie More Son. Thank you, family.
Yes, sir.
Yep. Good morning.
Hey, what's good, fam?
What up?
All right, man. Much peace, many blessings. More Son is garbage, man.
Oh.
He need more practice.
Many blessings. He said my man was garbage.
His name should be more practice. Yeah, he should take his microphone cord and cut it.
No, he wasn't that bad. He wasn't that
real
bad.
Real talk, walk the walk, you know.
Hey, let me ask you this. What's your talent?
say that again.
I said, what's your talent?
Oh, my talent is a critic.
Is a critic?
Yeah, bruh.
Oh, you and suck. Yeah. 9:33, man. 27 minutes away from 10 a.m. Good morning.
Sunday, August 9th at 8 o'clock, a lot of people will be tuned into Lifetime because that's when they are dropping part one of Surviving Jeffrey Epstein. Yesterday, they dropped the trailer. The trailer, I'm not going to front, does look really good. It is in the same vein of the Surviving R. Kelly docuseries, like with the interviews with survivors, just breaking down Epstein and how he rose to power and, you know, just the manipulation of the young girls and the relationships he had with young girls. Like, they break all of that down, and it is going to be a two-night event, and that is coming on August 9th at 8 o'clock on Lifetime. Are you guys interested?
I guess.
Yeah.
I guess.
I mean,
you guys didn't really sound interested.
I mean, if I remember around August 9th, I'll check it out. But, like,
yeah.
I'm not really that invested in it. I did see a strange story about there was a judge that was supposed to be on a trial or something for this Epstein foolishness. And somebody dressed as a FedEx driver ran into her house and killed her 20-year-old son and injured her husband or something. Did you see anything about this?
No.
I will tell y'all what I am interested in surrounding all this. Jeez. I'm just interested in all the powerful people he's connected to.
Hold on, bro. I can't hear you. What did you say?
Like, I was saying, like the only thing I'm interested about this whole story is all the, you know, the powerful people that he may be connected to, that may be involved. Like, whenever that episode is showing, whenever that right there, those facts are coming out, man, I will tune in. But until then, I just don't, I mean, you know.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. I definitely want to see how far out his tentacles touch, because, I mean, I'm hearing names being dropped that it's like, no way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, no. Like Ellen DeGeneres? What? Like,
whoa.
Like, I'm definitely interested in that part of it. So, yeah, I guess on that part, Roxy, yes, I am interested.
Okay.
9:35, you said August 9th. What time?
Yes, 8 o'clock.
What channel?
Lifetime.
Be there. Well, I just got a text message from a guy that's going to be mounting my TV. He asked me what we still on for today. I asked him what time was he talking about. He said between 11 and 1.
Not yet. No. Too soon.
But that gives me about 2 hours to find the TV.
No. Don't go doing some impulse stuff just because you're trying to make his deadline. Forget his deadline. It's your deadline. It's your time. It's your mountain. You got to take your time. Tell him to come this evening.
Yeah, I'm going to see if I can't push it back to about 4.
See, there you go, going to 4.
That's too early, too. I need to push him back to 6.
Bruh, I'm telling you, now, you know how you do. You'll get to start doing something else. You might go work out. You might get sidetracked. You better do about 5, about 6 or 7.
Yeah, I got
a list
of
stuff. I feel like you can find the TV in that time.
In what? By 11 or by 4?
Yeah, about 11.
So all get right out of here at 10 o'clock, and in an hour I should be able to find the TV. I had a 55-inch for the 150 on deck, and dude did me greasy.
Don't dwell on it. Don't do it. I see you getting hot.
I did.
Stop it.
You're working
yourself up.
Okay. You're right.
You're going to be done sent that dude a message on Facebook. Don't even know him.
Don't know him. But like, yo, that was effed up, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had somebody coming to mount my joint.
Yeah, that's how you gonna be. Keep on working yourself up. Keep on.
Gosh, man, I need a TV. Help.
Hey, good morning.
Yes, hold on.
Hey, B-Dot.
What's up?
Hey, the pawn shop, man, they got 50-55s for 150-160.
Duty.
All brands. Yes, sir. Hey, I'm TJ's brother-in-law. Talk to TJ. TJ just got one. The 5 for 150.
TJ who? Zach?
Yep, Zach.
In Winston?
Yeah, in Winston at the pawn shops. Yep.
All right, I'm going to check.
All right, that's what's up.
No doubt. Do you know if it's any black-owned gas stations in Winston?
Not right off.
Yeah. You know, I'm on my Tuesday tip. I'm supporting shopping black business all day. So I need, if I go to a pawn shop, I got to find a black-owned pawn shop. And I got to find a black-owned gas station in Winston because somebody asked me to find one. And I didn't know if there were any out there.
All right, I'll look around and see what I can come up with.
Hey, let me know if you find something, family. All
right, word.
Yep.
Post it in front of the tribe.
Osama bin
Laden. 13 minutes, and it will be 10 a.m. You're listening to the 3 Live Crew, and we got to get you some ratchet before you get up out of here.
Yep. Guys, we need to go ahead and sign all of our children up to get this relief.
What relief?
Because, listen, it's economic relief program for children and stuff, and all of our children need relief because all of our children's lemon stands didn't do well in the pandemic. No, they didn't.
No, it didn't.
Listen, that's right. Country Time Lemonade has launched an economic relief program for lemonade stands that have been hurt by the pandemic. It's called the Littlest Bailout. You can help your kids apply for it, and they get $100 in relief because they lemonade. And you know what? Sinaji and DJ Lemonade Stand ain't been doing good.
Sinaji and DJ?
Yeah, they both had a lemonade stand. And I tell you, they were just failing in the pandemic. And I need to...
Because Ryan, she's 8. So her lemonade stand, like, it was definitely suffering. Zay, 14. Not really sure about a lemonade stand. But when you start getting to college age drink, I'm almost...
Hey. What you talking about?
DJ does it.
DJ 10. DJ 10. DJ 10.
Where, drink?
When I fill out that damn form, boy.
What they gonna ask for is Andrew. I mean, it's his birthday drink.
And I'm gonna take it down 10.
You gonna adjust it? You gonna adjust?
And I'm gonna do some adjusting.
DJ ain't been 10 in 10 years, bro. Bro, DJ is a grown man. DJ is bigger than me, bro. First of all, you probably have to show proof that they were out there with a lemonade stand.
Wait. Who you with? I just want to ask
bro,
you one
I'm
time.
I'm with
who
you, bro, but I just don't want you to jump out there and get embarrassed or get upset.
We just want you to think
upset.
It all the way through.
Yes.
Roxy, I just had a favor to ask you because I know you're very honest. Can I borrow JJ and I'll give you $45. No. I'll give you $45.
You ain't even going to give me half? No.
Damn.
I'll give you $45.
No.
God.
And don't put my son's name on there neither.
Dang.
What? Hey, Dot. JJ definitely live at my address now.
Absolutely.
Definitely. No, he doesn't.
Sad part is you probably don't even know JJ's full information to put on there.
Just know first and last name. First and last name. That's it. First and last name.
He don't even know JJ's last name.
Yes, I do. Let's bet right now. The five.
Hold on, wait.
Listen, y'all. The five has been bet.
Yes,
does Drankin know? Does Drankins know JJ's last name?
Yes, I do. It's Faison.
What is it? Oh, it is.
Damn it, my girl lost the five.
Yeah, I got the five.
I ain't never told you that.
Yes, you did.
What is it doing all in my business?
Yes, you did.
I think we knew that too. I just couldn't remember. I couldn't remember the last name, but I know that it wasn't. I know it wasn't your last name.
Yeah.
Dang.
Dang, I lost the five.
Dang. Cash out, my man.
I mess him up in the head. Kiss it, then look in his eye.
Bitter Candidates Committee. Black Pack is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Good Tuesday morning.
102 Jams.
Black leather glove, no.
Three Live Crew, Drake and Rock and Beat. Three Live Crew, Drake and Rock and Beat.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.